When we try to cultivate knowledge of God's greatness, His sweetness gets obscured to some extent. And conversely, for when we study sweetness also. So should we study the books progressively, moving from the books which talk about greatness to sweetness, or should we do them study in parallel? See, the important thing is that we develop a service attitude. And for the sake of serving, if the service attitude is developed, then how we serve Krishna, that will vary according to time, place, circumstance. That will vary according to time, place, circumstance. So it is not necessary, let's say somebody who is talking about 10th canto of Bhagavatam pastimes of Krishna is necessarily closer to Krishna in their own heart than somebody who is talking about basic philosophy, because that's what the audience needs to hear. Now, Prabhupada was in Vrindavan. He was relishing Krishna's sweetness. But then Prabhupada traveled all over the world. And then he spoke, if you see, he spoke the basic philosophy, because that was what the message that the audience needed to hear. So Prabhupada's devotion was in primarily, not just his absorption in Krishna Leela, it was his absorption in Krishna Seva. In whatever was required for the service of Krishna, he was ready to do that. So that is, we have to primarily focus on developing a service attitude. And while developing a service attitude, we will also see that at different phases in our spiritual life, we may feel more attracted to different aspects. So it is not that more advanced devotees will necessarily read more Krishna's pastimes and less advanced devotees will read more of Krishna's philosophy. Nothing like that. It is at our stage, yena kena prakarena mana Krishna niveshita. Somehow or other the fixed mind in Krishna. So yes, we read the books progressively. But then, if we feel inspired, we can read some books also. Say, Gaur Purnima is coming, we read about Lord Chaitanya's pastimes. Or Radhashtami is coming, we can read a little bit carefully, of course, about Radharani. So it's not that we have to divorce ourselves from higher bhakti wisdom. But we also need to know that just by reading higher bhakti wisdom, we don't enter into it. You know, higher bhakti revelations. It's the service attitude which takes us in there. There are in Vrindavan, Radhakum, there are many sahajiyas who just talk about Krishna's intimate pastimes. But unfortunately, if you look at their personal lives, they're not even following basic principles of morality. So, it's just talking about Krishna's intimate pastime doesn't necessarily take us closer to Him. It's the service attitude that ultimately takes us closer to Him. So, with that service attitude, if you're functioning, then dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mamupayantite. Krishna will guide us how best we can serve Him, how best we can come closer to Him, and how we can actually manage the balance between studying His greatness and His sweetness. So it's not that we have to have 50-50 or this more or that less. We just try to cultivate a service attitude, and then with that gradually whatever is required will be revealed. Okay. Yes, Mataji.